This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's hour number two of the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time now for a nosebleed staple. I loved this bit. I love when they would promote it when we were in crosstalk back in the day. It is time now for the first ever TD Tuesday during G-Back Nation. And here they are, Woolchuck and Shia Follow.
Oh, fellas, this has always been a dream of ours to bring TD Tuesday
to the main stage,
baby. To the masses. So we've gone through and we've selected a few of the big touchdowns. Oh, those big TDs from preseason week one. And we'll go ahead and we'll listen to them. Now, some of these calls are better than others. We have our favorites. I think the Kansas City Chiefs radio booth is fantastic.
Yeah. Kansas City.
Touchdown, Kansas City. Yeah. Tampa Bay, not bad. Gene Decker off.
Minnesota.
Minnesota's not bad. We didn't get any Minnesota this week.
Oh. I want to see them all. You know?
Big Gaudy has a big force like that. Yes. Minnesota. Yeah.
That's my dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They missed
Arizona.
They
Arizona.
Missed Arizona.
Oh, that's Ron Wolfley.
Yeah.
Ron Wolfley. And Wolfley, yes. Yeah. He's their color guy.
That's
the guy. So good.
When he gets excited, oh, that's when we get the gold.
He does a radio show out there. We'll listen to him when we go out to spring training. He's got like middays or something. And it's classic. Like,
some of these,
usually
man.
He's just grumbling around. But when he gets fired up,
the color guys oftentimes will make some of these calls because they get so excited and they'll start talking over the play-by-play guy. And I can imagine the Brad Shams of the world hate that. Yeah. But for our purposes, we love it. So here we are.
Bless you.
The first edition. Bless you, Brian. Are you okay?
You ever talk over Brad Shams?
Need some tissue, bro?
Brought us you right over there?
Yeah, I'm good. I just made sure I didn't want to make any noise.
No, you're good.
That make noise.
No. Quite adorable.
No, I think you held that off good.
Did you see the microphone in hand?
A little shaken up over there.
Let's fire it off, baby. The first edition of Tuesday.
We're saying bless you, bro.
Thank you.
Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. TD Tuesday shakalak.
Thank you, Zero, by the way, for the legendary intro that is TD Tuesday.
Yes, sir. We start in Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes did get the start.
What?
Yes, he did.
Pat Mahomes played preseason football?
Yes, he did. So did all the starters except Clyde Edwards-Helaire, your LSU guy. Big bust. Throwing it out
you
there.
You just can't get Clyde Edwards-Helaire hurt, okay? You can expend a Mahomes or a Kelce or one of these guys, but you got to bubble wrap a Helaire because that's the season.
Eric got news for you. He's not playing because he's already hurt.
Oh,
they
no.
tried to bubble wrap him. It didn't work. He's got the grain. Yeah, well here's
I'm
Patty
more
Mahomes.
Down on the Chiefs this year than I was thinking.
Patty Mahomes to Kansas City Chief, then Dallas Cowboy, now Kansas City Chief again, the former Oklahoma Sooner, the Belldozer.
Second down, goal to go for the Chiefs at the 5. McKinnon in there now, they fake to him, they run a tight end, screen right side, touchdown! Kansas City, the Belldozer, on a right side tight end screen. He has yet to have a regular season touchdown in his career of 8 years, but now he has a preseason touchdown and a postseason touchdown.
Preseason Hall of Famer, Blake Bell, ladies and gentlemen.
Regular season's overrated. Give me the preseason TDs and give me the postseason TDs.
I like that.
Oh, yeah, that's a good trade.
Shout out to the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Yes, shout out to them. That's
former
good
Cowboy
stuff.
Blake Bell.
Yes. Former Cowboy, absolutely. Former Oklahoma Sooner, right?
That's
right.
Thank you all for listening to how I segued into that call.
I was just so amped. I couldn't wait to get to the TD. I couldn't wait to get to the TD.
I was about to sneeze again.
from one former Big 12 the club. Superstar to another, we head to Indianapolis where Sam Ehlinger is throwing a touchdown, not to Michael Jackson, to Michael Jacobson.
Ehlinger now in trouble, slides in the pocket, gets out of it, throws in the end zone, wide open, touchdown!
And that is Michael Jacobson, the tight end out of Iowa State. Touchdown for the Colts. It's now 22-10 with 10.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
You look at your cheat sheet, you're like, who the hell is that?
Yeah.
Michael Jacobson out of Iowa State.
Woo! I was waiting to hear little Jordan Humphrey or something, you know?
That would have been nice.
Would have been awesome.
Ellinger was out there just spinning the pill,
wasn't
he?
He was flinging it. And yes, he absolutely was. He had a good game. And that was in Buffalo. Yeah. So how about the counterpart, the Buffalo Bills? Because nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Picking Bills Niners in the Super Bowl?
No, I might go Buffalo, but I'm not going to put the Niners in there. I'm still debating on who
Cowboys?
I'm going to go in the NFC. Definitely not the Cowboys. No.
Yeah, probably the Cowboys.
No, I might go with the Cowboys. Let's go. I think Bills-Cowboys rematch of 92-93. That might be fun. Terrell or Terrell, we'll find out here with the Bills Radio Network. Bernard, a 69-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown.
Now Foles gets hit. Doesn't see it coming. Loose ball. Bills scoop it up at the 35-yard line, going back the other way. Here they go. It is Bernard, the rookie, inside the 20, inside the 15, 10. Touchdown. Touchdown, Buffalo. First one of the preseason.
I love a good scoop and score, man.
Love it.
Is the scoop and score? The scoop and score is a top three score.
I think so. What's better, the scoop and score or the pick six?
Pick six.
Yeah.
Pick six. Taking it to the house, bro. Yes.
Yeah.
Especially when the quarterback zips it in there and you just pow, you take it.
Boom.
And everybody changes direction.
Yeah, you're like fired out of a cannon, everything. Bam. The camera guy's a little bit screwed up for a second.
Yeah. Kyron Brown almost had an awesome one.
Yes.
Against the Broncos right at the goal line. And I think he had visions of the end zone and just dropped the ball.
Kind of stumbled a little bit too. Yeah.
For me, I don't know about you guys, there's too much anxiety and like yakety sacks going on often with the fumble recovery.
Like right as yakety sacks.
I like the yakety sacks. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ball's going crazy.
Football follies. Everybody's
bouncing around. Ever chase ever. Yeah. Football. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's why I kind of love it. Because
you love that?
You don't know where the ball's going. It's dancing around. You scoop. Boom. Now it's game time.
It's fun. I love the suddenness of the pick six. It's precise. It's exact. It's on.
And the scoop and score is oftentimes at the line of scrimmage. It's the big boys. Right? And it's like, oh my gosh, we got ourselves a big man, potentially the big man TD. Like, the big man TD is the best of the TDs.
Big man TD's bending over, you're seeing half a cheek.
Right. Yes, exactly. Gross. I love it. All right. Let's go up to Seattle. Drew Lock to the former Hurricane DJ Dallas.
Drew Lock stands, dumps it to Dallas over the middle, down to the 10, cuts back outside, down to the 5, dives. He is in. Touchdown, Seahawks. DJ Dallas. What a great run by the young man. Dives over the top of the goal line, and he is in.
DJ Dallas. How young is he? He's been in the league for quite a while.
Probably
now,
4 years, 5 years.
Yeah. In NFL terms, that's old.
That's old.
He's been on many a practice squad.
Many.
DJ Dallas.
That's a former Miami Hurricane right there. Let's go to Pittsburgh. The Steelers, Mason Rudolph to maybe the steal of the draft. George Pickens.
Oh, my guy.
Steelers Radio Network.
Two receivers each way. He's back. Throws a fade pattern near end zone, and it is caught by Pickens. But are they going to say touchdown? How about George Pickens over the shoulder catch and from 26 yards out, and the Steelers with Mason Rudolph throwing a touchdown pass.
A young man TD right there for old George Pickens.
Yeah, one of my favorite wide receivers coming out of the draft. I mean, I can't believe he didn't play his last year because of a knee injury. He got hurt and all that, and just then he came back. Well, came back late in the campaign and was outstanding. The tape of him, talk about balance, body control, go get a football. I'm surprised that he lasted as long as he did.
Oh, he's the guy that's going viral for pushing down the Seahawks the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. No, he did that at Georgia quite a bit, too. And then I had somebody on Twitter. I go, this is my favorite guy. He's like, oh, that looks real tough. And I'm like, he is. This guy is not afraid to block. He's not afraid to mix it up. Steelers do a good job with those wide receivers.
Oh, yeah.
They do. They find a way to get.
Yep.
Yeah, I know with Washington and all that, you know, with the Cowboys, but James Washington. But I'm just telling you, though, the Steelers have a good plan of drafting them wide receivers.
They do.
Well, let's keep it in Pittsburgh. It's no longer Heinz Field, but Kenny Pickett put a little mustard on this one, boys.
Here comes Pickett with an out pattern to the near side. It's pulled in and a missed tackle at the 10, at the 5, and to the pylon for the touchdown comes TV, Tyler Vaughn. Kenny Pickett is being mobbed.
He's being mobbed.
He was allegedly pretty dang fantastic over the weekend.
He was good. Yeah. He looked really good with his gloves. Kenny Pickett. He got mobbed after a preseason victory.
I'll tell you what, though. They were running him. He was like the third team guy. They were Trubisky and all those. So he was kind of like behind everybody, and they're saying, well, is this Tomlin's way of not playing him just to kind of not give it to him? But out of that crew that they have, he needs to be the starter.
Mitch Trubisky is about to get Tyrod Taylored. Where there's going to be some weird lung situation that goes
stabbed.
Down. And it's like, oh, we have to start Justin Herbert now. That's what's going to happen with Kenny Pickett.
You've got 0-16 and from the 2-yard line all camp. This is bad. Ooh, clapback brought us 8-3-2. Shut up, Brian. You never said bleep about Pickens. Clown. Immediate response.
Wow. Do I need to read my Wait, someone's trolling me for sure on that one.
Somebody's got to be trolling.
Somebody's got to be trolling on that.
Don't let him make you jump off sides. I'm going to make you know what? Of the tree.
Brad Sham told me I need to just settle my ass down. So, yeah.
Well, the 503 said, man, this show used to be awesome. Now it just seems like a frat house show. Can't stand it. Goodbye. Well, you are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Is that just because of the Lane Kiffin sound we planned earlier?
I have no idea, but if you don't like having fun while we do radio, then maybe it's not the show for you.
Thank you, Lucian.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Blaine Gabbert to North Texas Mean Green, near and dear to my heart, fan of the station, friend of the station, the great Jalen Darden.
Blaine Gabbert looks deep, throws the ball down, it's a caught, touchdown Tampa Bay, great throw by Gabbert, and the Bucs take the lead. Jalen Darden snags a perfect throw by Gabbert, fire the cannons for the first time, we lead 6-3.
Fire the cannons.
There's like a sing-song element to that guy's way of doing business, and it is just outstanding. It never gets old.
It's awesome to hear all these voices again.
It is.
You know, it's been 8 months or whatever. It is. Yeah.
Bucks and it's Radio good Network. To see some TDs again, man, because it's been quite the TD dry spell.
Hey, speak for yourself.
Some of these voices have been around since like the 80s, though. And, you know, they still sound the same, but you can hear the old man whistle in the back.
Yeah.
Kind of shining through.
How do NFL preseason TDs feel compared, Lucius, to the USFL TDs that you've been buried in for a couple of months?
You know what? The USL, I would think those are fake, right?
There's still some work to do with
definitely
those.
Definitely stiff.
Ones.
They need some work.
They're still saving up the money for the real ones.
These ones keep the bounce.
Yeah.
You're right. Authentic.
Hey,
very
325's got your back. I got you, Brian. I heard you mention that Beast Pickens.
No, I was just looking through my notes.
I wasn't trying to make you upset. I was ready for you to jump on that dude's rear.
You know what? I need to relax, though.
Shut up, Brian.
The text needs to relax.
I need to relax. Hey, get off our guy, because he would love himself to George Pickens. We did trust the tape with him.
I need to calm down.
Did he tell you to settle down on air?
Who, yeah. Brad?
What, yeah. Did he have one finger in your face?
No, man. He just said, Brian, don't let it get to you there. Don't let it get to
he
you.
He didn't call you buddy at the end of a...
No, man. It's
pal,
all good.
Maybe? Was it pal?
It might have been a pal, friend,
was he
chum.
Was he pulling up his pants at the same time as he said that?
He put his hand on my shoulder. Yeah, you know, right. Calm down. Yeah.
All right.
The settle down pal is a tough one to swallow sometimes.
Friend.
The buddy hurts
chum.
As well. We head to Atlanta, where Walchuk alleges this is one of the better calls of the opener of the preseason in the NFL. It's the rookie Desmond Ridder to Mr. Bernhardt.
Here's Ridder, pressure coming. Flush from the pocket to the right. Ridder going to throw it up, trying to come back. Bernhardt catches it. Touchdown, Atlanta. Holy smokes. Jared Bernhardt in a battle in the end zone.
Hey, hype for preseason.
Dude. Desmond Ridder will bring that out of you, man.
Desmond Ridder, a game winner in the preseason. You're going to get excited. The vibes are immaculate.
We're getting some exciting plays out there, that's for sure. These guys know where their bread is buttered, though.
Well,
the owner might be listening.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's very true. And you guys need to make sure you're hyping it up. We're trying to sell these preseason games, guys, okay? We need to put butts in the seats.
It's definitely playing in this booth. You're right.
100%.
It is playing in this booth. You're right.
Now, you guys said you like the pick six over the fumble big man for a touchdown. Well, we got a pick six for you. M.J. Emerson beat hard for the touchdown on the pick six. We go to Cleveland, the Browns Radio Network with the call.
Beathard looking, throwing to the sideline, and Martin Emerson steals the ball.
Yep.
He's got it at the 45, 50, and he's running free. 30, angles right, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, M.J. Emerson.
You know my middle name's Emerson, right? Did you know that?
I didn't. So you're EEC?
I'm EEC, yeah. That's right. 100% I am. It goes back to Pup Up. It's his maiden name or his last name. And Pup-Up is a legendary grandfather who we actually have some archived sound of an unintentional voicemail that I was left from him when he is sort of berating my grandmother in a way that was borderline uncomfortable.
And you saved it.
We played it on the show. I'll have to bust that out for like Grandparents Day or something. And show love to Bob. Much love, Bob. All right, let's
double last name.
Yeah, that's right. We have, let's see. Oh, it's San Francisco. It's Trey Lance doing the Trey Lance dance on everybody. He's got more like 30-plus yard touchdowns than Jimmy Garoppolo ever did, and he's thrown the ball like 30 times in a Niners uniform. Here he is to Danny Gray.
Trey Lance on third and long, dropping back to pass. Stepping up in the pocket, throwing it deep downfield to Gray.
Told you.
He's got it.
Told you.
30, 25 to 20, the 10. Touchdown, and the speedster, Danny Gray, welcome to the 49ers.
Tried to told you.
Told you. SMU zone, Danny Gray right there.
Trey Lance is about to go off this year, boys.
He might. Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, look, if he is good, San Francisco probably has the best roster in the conference. Yeah,
they certainly don't have a good coach, though, right, Walchuk?
I'm not a top five coach.
Borderline not top 32.
I've never said that. But I wouldn't put him top five.
Top six, then?
What'd you think about George Pickens?
Yeah, he's top six, maybe. I love George Pickens. I did love him.
At least someone knew what George Pickens was in the draft.
I mean, I'm your new draft guy, I guess, yeah. But brought us needs to read a freak out for one.
Oh, shut up, Brian.
512 says, Brian, your fire makes the show. We all love it.
Yeah. I know. I tried to set him up for clapback, but he was like, no, I'm good. All right, last one. Let's wrap it up with Malik Willis, who also had a good debut. Some of these young quarterbacks really did impress. Tennessee, also a really good radio booth, the Titans radio network with the call.
Willis, rolling to his right, comes back to his left, turns the corner. Here's the speed. To the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Touchdown, Titans, Malik Willis.
And zone. I think he ends up being the starter there by the end of the year.
Do you really?
I do.
I love the player. Well, I shouldn't say that. But
do you know who he is?
Oh, no, I know who he is.
Do you?
The Liberty. Yeah.
Did you scout him?
I thought there was a George Pickens situation with Malik Willis.
There was not at all. Not at all.
I know you watched guys from Liberty.
I tell you what, you watched that Ole Miss game that he played? He was outstanding. Seriously.
Great stuff, boys. It's so fun to participate in our first TD Tuesday. Brian, wasn't that outstanding?
It was interesting.
To be serenaded by that.
Yeah.
You look like you had a great time over there, Kevin.
Jim and Carrollton, the texter is wrong. You guys are all great, except Broadus. But I'll put up with him to get the rest of the show.
Oh, no.
So you're not that bad, Brian.
I'm doing all right, I think.
Yes. Bubba Thompson, Rangers outfielder, set to join you next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Up here on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome back, Nation. It is time for the Texas Rangers Player Show. Segment here is brought to you by the Frankels. You think there will be less big company trucks on the road this summer because of gas prices? Think again. And those big trucks have insurance companies to protect them. So get the representation that won't settle for less. Frankel and Frankel at truckwreck.com. And yes, joining us now is a Ranger who's in the midst of his debut season in the big leagues. He was called up August 4th. And outfielder Bubba Thompson joins us now, brought to you by the Texas Can Academy, right off the car, not the kid. And a good afternoon, Bubba. How you doing?
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, you know, it's
good to be on here.
You tell us, it's great to have you. You know, we've been waiting for this, so I just wanted to first congratulate you on making it up. How's it been so far?
It's been good, man. It's been a blessing, you know, to be out here and just playing with these guys and winning some games.
So, you know, unfortunately, so early in your time up here, you know, we get the news yesterday with the firing of the manager, Chris Woodward. What was the reaction like in the clubhouse? What's that like when your skipper gets canned?
You know, we got to keep it the same, you know, but it's part of the game, and he was always good, good guy. I wish the best for him and hope everything goes well for him. But he was always a good guy, you know. Since my time being here and seeing him over the years and everything was good to me. So I wish him the best in everything.
Bubba, you come up with a big RBI single last night in the sixth inning. Team goes on to win it 2-1. We know you're an outstanding defensive player. You just glide in the outfield. But offensively, it seems like you're really confident. Things are just looking comfortable for you at the dish. Is there anything that you've been working on or things are just clicking for you now that you're at the big league level?
Yeah, I've been trying to keep everything simple, man. And I know there's some nicks here and there that just cleaning up and coming from experience. But, nah, man, it felt good, man. It felt good to get out there, you know, and help my team win anywhere I can, you know, each and every day. So that's the goal, to try to add something to the game for us to win.
Bubba, has there been a moment where you're like, holy cow, that was really good pitch or that was a tough hit to field? What's your welcome to the big league moment?
The call, I mean, everything, but just one facing Verlander, you know, he's a good pitcher, you know, he's been in the game for a while, and I was like, dang, this, I'm really facing him. Let's do it, you know. So everything's been good. You know, it's the highest level, so really all the pitchers are good, so.
Yeah,
it's been good, man.
But, man, you probably saw Verlander when you were back in, like, fifth grade or something, watching the
the ageless wonder.
Yeah, it's been good, man.
It's Bubba Thompson here with you on 105.3 The Fan. So, you're a superstitious guy?
I try to be.
What?
I try to keep everything the same as I play and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like, leading up to everything, I try to, you know, follow that line, you know. So, a little bit.
Okay, I've heard that you wear shorts under your baseball uniform. Is that correct?
Who done told you that?
My boss. Sources,
yeah,
we have sources. Yeah, 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 right. Okay, sources. So what are you doing? You laying out the uniform before the game?
Right. Or Deion
what's
Sanders.
The routine?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't do that for practice. I don't do it, you know, for the game. I don't do it for the game. Now, when I was before pro ball, I think I did have shorts under there.
Have you ever?
If I can remember.
Have you ever seen somebody do it that Pirates player was doing last week, where he's sliding into a base and his cell phone pops out of his pants? Like, have you ever had something like that?
Nah, I never had nothing like that, man.
Now you're doing
something. I've seen that.
You did see it. You said.
I've seen that. Came out his back pocket, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Is that something that's like relative commonplace, or is that like a standalone kind of situation? And everybody's looking around. Like, that's clubhouse fodder the next day, right?
Oh yeah, I think so. But he just probably made an honest mistake, you know. So I hope everything get right.
I'm sure, Bubba, you've gotten a lot of questions about being a teammate with Jalen Tolbert there. And so I was able to watch Tolbert play the other night against the Broncos. And I was kind of wondering, what do you think his best route? Because he was running a lot of underneath stuff. But I was kind of wondering, what was your guys' go-to route? When you guys had to have it, what were you calling in the huddle to get him open?
It was probably the deep post or go route or something like that. Let him go get it.
So you would just kind of at throw it up, just high point that thing?
Oh, yeah. Well, I try to put it on the money, though, too.
Well, how would you describe yourself then as a quarterback? Were you like one of these Lamar Jackson kind of guys? I mean, you got recruited. You're a big-time recruit. Yeah. Tennessee, I believe Tennessee and Ole Miss caught you, right? So, and then Auburn also, but that was baseball from what I remember. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So playing for Lane Kiffin would have been kind of crazy, I think. But the thing, what kind of quarterback were you? How would you describe your game as a quarterback?
I was throw first. I probably throw first. Usually I threw first, and then if I had to run, I'd run. Or I'd do the option and stuff like that if it was called.
So have you connected?
So I was always throwing first, yeah. I love throwing deep routes and stuff.
It's Bubba Thompson here with you on 105 Through the Fan. Jalen Tolbert's high school quarterback is why we're on this. So how often do you play football? Do you play some pickup? Do you go play flag with the buddies? You know, have you connected with Tolbert? Have you been throwing him routes or anything?
Yeah, we do when I go home a few times. Yeah, that's my good friend. I knew him since about eighth grade. That's one of my best friends now, still is. But it's always good. We talk every day. So
are you going to be a Cowboy fan? Are you a big Cowboy fan already? Are you going to be one, or how do you play that?
Oh, yeah, I'm a Cowboy fan, man. Wherever he at, you know, I'm a big fan anyway.
Did you watch his game against the Broncos? Were you critiquing and then call him afterwards and say, like, man, you're a little short on this route?
Nah, man. I talked to him after the game, though, but we had a game, too.
Yeah. Now, okay, so if I have this right, you originally committed to Auburn, and then you decided to change your commitment, and you played for Alabama. So how was that process? Because I imagine the Auburn fans were probably super excited to get you, and then as soon as you decommit and you go to Alabama, it's just an absolute war with that rivalry.
No, 10th grade, they offered me in baseball, 10th grade. But then when I got to senior year, Alabama had offered me just, you know, big offer and everything. So I just had to, you know, do what I had to do.
I'm
a big fan of both of them, man. I love Auburn and Alabama.
That's got to be rough, though, right?
I want them to win. I want them to bring it back to the state. But if they playing each other, I go for Auburn. Oh. I've always been an Auburn fan, Cam Newton
Eagle
fan.
Yeah.
Were you good enough? Did Nick Saban ever try to talk you into being on the football team?
No, not really. They already said they had all the quarterbacks by that time, Tua and everybody.
All righty.
Bubba, more likely that you could play and be Jalen Tolbert's teammate on the Cowboys, or that Jalen could be your teammate on the Rangers and play a little baseball?
Oh, no, I might have to go to the QB.
we could use a backup right now, Bubba. Nah, so you might want to give him a call.
He can play a little bit, too. So
it's Rangers outfielder Bubba Thompson. Okay. Now, Bubba, not your real first name. I'm just wondering here, do you mind when people call you Leslie?
No, it don't bother me none. But I always like for people to call me Bubba and stuff. They always have, you know.
It is a pretty cool name.
Yeah, it
but
is.
My teachers used to call me Leslie unless they knew, but then they'd call me Bubba.
Okay, here it is. Here it is, Bubba, then. Because there's another famous Bubba, because I'm a race fan. There's another famous Bubba from Mobile named Bubba Wallace. So is it something with athletes in Alabama and Mobile that get the nickname Bubba? Is there some tie-in here?
I'm the fourth, so.
You're the fourth?
It got passed down to me.
Oh, I got you.
Okay. It's a family name.
It's a family name.
I guess so.
I guess so, yeah. though. All right.
Bubba Wallace, a.k.a. Bubba Thompson here with this year. I do got to ask you, though, you know, since you've come up with the Rangers and you're playing in the outfield and we got a lot of talent there with Adolis and Leody, is there anybody, you know, in the clubhouse from a leadership perspective that's really taken you under their wing or that you go to for advice? Cole Calhoun now, who's on the IL and but has been in the league for a long time. But who would you say is the most vocal leader in the clubhouse for you?
Really, everybody got a little piece, you know, adding to it, you know, coming in as a team. So we're just trying to keep elevating, man.
Bubba, okay, I got it. This is my final question for you because I spent a lot of time in Mobile down there at the Senior Bowl, but
I was down there last year.
Yeah, there you go. The Mobile Mardi Gras is,
yes,
I think it's better than the New Orleans Mardi Gras. I went to school at LSU. But that Mobile Mardi Gras on those boats,
that's what I try to tell people.
I'll tell you what. So, all right. So if you're telling people to go to Mardi Gras, they need to go to your hometown for Mardi Gras,
yes,
right?
Sir.
All right. That's Mobile. What I thought. I don't disagree with you, sir. I don't disagree
I
with
always
you.
Say, I always say they don't throw, they just throw moon pies down there, but they celebrate really
no,
well.
No, they
though,
do.
You know?
The food's good and the parades are good. You have a good time. The good
for
people
sure.
down there in Mobile
for
now.
Sure.
What's
good
the
people.
Best food, sure. Bubba,
and
in Mobile?
I like seafood or your barbecue.
We got to get you up for a crawfish boil then, is what we got to do.
Oh,
Bubba.
Yeah. I love them crawfish. Now.
There you go, man. We'll hook you up for that.
Bubba, what flavor of gum we chewing at the plate?
What favorite gum? It'd be the regular type, your regular type.
A little Bubblicious, something like that?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, your regular type. We got in the dugout.
You keeping it simple with the sunflower seeds in the outfield, or are you spicing it up with some type of flavor?
I do barbecue or bacon and ranch or something like that.
Whoa, there you go.
Right, yeah.
That's a good one.
Okay, that's top notch. Now, I'm starting to respect the food opinions here, Bubba. We just have some breaking news. Things are moving very quickly here in the studio here. It looks like the Girl Scout cookie has a new member of the family. The Raspberry Rally, thin, crispy cookie infused with raspberry flavor dipped in chocolatey coating. Okay, it's a brand new, just like fresh off the news desk here of Girl Scout cookies. Does that sound delightful to you?
Oh, yeah, it sounds good. I'll try it out.
What's the best of the cookies, according to Bubba?
I go with the, you can't miss out with the chocolate chip or the sugar cookie. I have to keep thinking, you know.
Absolutely.
Right. Those would be the top two.
It's a bit of a brain buster question. I get it, Bubba. Thank you.
Thanks, Bubba. Appreciate your time as always. Maybe we'll get a follow-up question and answer on that next time around. Best of luck to you and congrats.
All right. Thank you all.
There he goes, Bubba Thompson here on your home of the Rangers, Brian. Get this man some wings.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to give him some wings for being on the show. He gets a $100 gift certificate. I say that wrong every once in a while, but to Pluckers. They got 7 DFW locations for Bubba to enjoy. Check it out.
Yes, thank you, Bubba. Coming up next here on 105.3 The Fan, where are we going? Well, we have an NFL Top 100 that is starting to unravel. Who are the Cowboys on it, and who's coming up next? That's next on 105.3 The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan coming up at 4 o'clock. One thing we learned about each team in week one of the preseason, But right now, we got to take a look at this NFL Top 100 that has already debuted the top half, and we're heading for the second half. Here's Woolchuck with the details.
Yeah, so we had a couple of Cowboys that ended up being revealed as the NFL went ahead and gave us 100 to 51, and they'll go ahead and do the rest of them coming up. I believe it's on Sundays they're going to announce these. Kyle Juszczyk was the first player to be revealed at 100. Number 100. Now, I think that's probably low for Kyle. He's probably getting a little bit underrated. He's fantastic at what he does, but he's a fullback, so that's probably why. Kirk Cousins was 99, David Montgomery 98, Leonard Williams 97, Jimmy Ward 96, and then boom, our first Dallas Cowboy makes an appearance. CeeDee Lamb, Cowboys wide receiver at 95. He was not on the list last year. Entering his third season, the former first-round pick looks to be the guy in the Cowboys' offense, according to Dak. The departure of Amari Cooper opens the door for the rising star wideout. His 79 catches for 1,102 yards led Cowboys receivers last year, and he ranked 16th in the league in receiving yards on the way to his first Pro Bowl selection. Now, the receiver that's ahead of him coming in at number 90 would be Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, wow. That is hilarious.
Yes. Come on.
OBJ is still better than CeeDee Lamb.
Do we agree?
And that's a, no. That's a, an OBJ that's currently with a torn ACL.
Not on a team.
So they're saying a one-legged OBJ is better than our CeeDee Goat.
Availability is part of this equation. He's out as the season starts. He won't be in. I just think there's so much disrespect for CeeDee Lamb. I don't know if he should be in the top 30, 40, or 60, but I know he shouldn't be number 95, and I can't wait. I mean, 79 for 1102. With the defenses scheming to stop him. You know, I think the sky's the limit. And if you put him with a play caller who really know how to make something happen, then, yeah, I think he'd be easily in the conversation for the top 10 wide receivers in the game, maybe even more.
Hopefully he is this year, and then we can see him move on up this list. Now, the other Cowboy that's in the 90s, disrespectful or right on? What do you guys think? 92, Tyron Smith, Cowboys offensive tackle. Member of the 2010s All-Decade team, 8-time Pro Bowler over his 11-year career, 2-time All-Pro. He peaked at number 18 overall in the top 100 of 2017, but he hasn't played a full season since 2015, and maybe that's why the players are docking him a little bit here, and they've got him down to 92. He wasn't even featured on the list last year, so he
injuries.
Makes a return this year at 92.
He's the toughest guy to score because at times last year he played like that guy who was still in the top 20. But I'm just watching how Tyron moves. I see a lot of old man in him these days. And I don't know. I think 92 might be respect.
Yeah, it's the longevity stuff. He's still got the, like when he plays for the most part, he's still a badass. But he's missed too much time. And doesn't he have an injury right now?
So he hurt his ankle.
He was in the walkthrough today. Yeah. Some of the they had their mock game today, and he was. So we'll see if he gets any work against the Chargers.
It's apparently not serious, but he did tweak his ankle in the practice against the Broncos.
Yeah,
any Tyron injury is serious
for the Cowboys. They're definitely probably not going to practice him. I would think.
I would say they probably wouldn't either.
Well, good luck to Josh Ball versus old Khalil Mack.
Hey, he needs to get all the help or work he can get. Really. You know, I mean, if he's going to be your swing tackle, or they need to realize he's not and go ahead and bring somebody else in here.
817, Gavin, the defenses were scheming for Coop. Laughed my ass off. CD rarely got doubled. They were dropping everybody. Okay? You had linebackers going back just reading Dak's eyes and trying to get in the way and wave their arms. Your running game couldn't do jack, and Kellen Moore didn't know how to help them. That's what happened last year. Wow. All receivers beyond 5 to 8 yards had multiple people in their area.
A lot of two deep coverage too.
Yep.
Safeties can, when they play off the hash, they can help the corners a lot easier that way. Bracket those outside players.
No doubt.
I mean, CeeDee even talked about it like week 15. They were sure like, did. Hey, are you embarrassed by your production? And he's like, well, defenses respect us. They're lining up every single time to try to stop us. It's what's going to happen here. There's no way around it.
We had Rashawn Slater, who was Cowboys consideration for a draft pick if they didn't take Micah Parsons. He ends up going to the Chargers. He's at 79.
Parsons is going to end up in the top 10.
Parsons is going to be high.
Parsons being the top 10.
I hope so, man. I hope he's representing the Cowboys in the top 10 there. Antoine Winfield Jr. comes in at 75. My guy there. Quandre Diggs as well comes in at 72. Jason Kelce, just to put it into perspective, the center for the Eagles, Now, different position, but offensive line comes in at 71. And they had Tyron there in the 90s. Next Cowboy, Zach Martin at 68.
Hmm.
68. Now, he actually has moved up 17 spots on the list from where he was a year ago in the top 100. He's been on this list every single year since he's been in the league, but he comes in at 68. Is that too low?
I think that's within the range of fair. It's going to be hard to properly place one of the best guards in football. Like, there are so many more positions that are more difficult, more important for winning. I'll accept that as okay for Zach Martin.
Yeah, when they talk about the list of guards, the best ones to play, him and Quentin Nelson, they always, those two seem to be the first names that get mentioned when you ask people around the league about the best guards.
Yeah, I think he's got to be higher. You know, I still think he's top two at his position.
Yeah, he played, it's funny because you look at him every year, he's played 16 games with the exception.
He plays through injury?
Yeah, with the exception of 2018, he played 14, and in 2020, he only played 10. So that's probably why he was so down the list last year and now making a rise back up.
Do you want to give some love to a DFW kid, Colleyville Heritage Zone, Max Crosby, who makes the top 100, is voted on by the players for the first time. He comes in at 59 for their 80s. And then Allen's own Kyler Murray at 57 on this list. The Arizona Cardinals quarterback, and we're still waiting for Dak Prescott to be revealed, so he should be.
So we got three guys, and we're waiting for Dak, and we're waiting for Micah Parsons.
Yes.
Diggs? Is Diggs probably going to be in this top 50? Diggs.
I would anticipate Diggs with 11 interceptions last year being on the All-Pro team to be on this list.
There's no way Tank is making an appearance here.
I don't think DeMarcus Lawrence. I think those would be your last three Cowboys that make it. Yeah. Alvin Kamara is the last player that's been revealed. He's number 51.
All righty. Thank you, Zach. There it is. A look at that NFL top 100 as voted on by the players when the top 50 are released. We will review. Okay, one thing we learned about each team in week one of the NFL preseason. That's coming up next here.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.